Welcome to another edition of Taking 5 with GDE, where we take 5 minutes to focus on one question that helps sellers sell the suite of products we know as Guardium Data Encryption. This enablement podcast is designed to educate, enlighten, and enthuse sellers about the huge potential of GDE and empower them with knowledge and insight to help them better identify opportunities, capture bigger deals, and close those deals faster. Doug, welcome back. Welcome back to Taking 5 with GDE. Thanks very much for spending a few moments of your time with me today.
Hey, you're welcome. Thanks for having. Yes, Doug Square, we're here.
And again, for our podcast studio audience, can you introduce yourself? We'll start with Mr. Champion today.
Sure. Doug Champion. I manage the IBM relationship for Talos Worldwide based in Dallas, Texas. And I've been with the company about 6.5 years.
And for Mr. Lifton?
Hey, I'm Doug Lifton. I've been with IBM for 8 years, based out of Charleston, South Carolina nowadays. And I'm one of about a half a dozen Guardium data security specialists in our security selling organization.
So the question for today is to kind of continue from our previous episode. We talked previously about the different kinds of encryption and why it's still important to have more granular controls. But from your experience in selling in the field, what is the top objection that you hear from customers, and how do you sell in the face of that objection? Mr. Champion, let's start with you.
Yeah, I think by far the most prevalent objection we hear is we already have encryption. We have full disencryption. We have total disencryption. We're leveraging our CSP's native offerings for encryption, right? So why would we need anything else? So, Rick, maybe you can expound a little bit on some of the limitations of those types of encryption and why GDE is a better fit.
Yeah, so I see with customers when they look just at the encryption checkbox. Yeah, we've got it encrypted, but if it's just on a hard drive or just using cloud native encryption, it still doesn't provide the necessary granular controls, not necessarily even satisfying the audit before them. Yes, it's encrypted, but if you can still see everything on the hard drive, are you still satisfying the requirement for data protection? And so I see that although, file-based or cloud-based native encryption is good, it really doesn't meet the true needs of the customer and certainly doesn't provide the level of protection you're going to need in the face of, let's say, a ransomware attack. Doug Lifton, what have you seen out in the field?
I agree with what both of you have said. One of the challenges we have at IBM is our security software sellers have a broad set of products in their portfolio, their solutions. We've had a lot of new people come into the selling team that we try to get up to speed. And I think their challenge to engage customers around the topic of encryption, and they hopefully we'll reach out to someone like myself, the Guardium sales specialist. We've got a great group of Guardium technical sales engineers to help with the discussion, because the objection I hear most often simply is, well, we already encrypt our data. What do you bring to the table?
Yeah, and I think in one word, that just might be the word control. You've got to be able to have that control and demonstrate it. You never know what is going to try and get to your data, who's going to accidentally try and access it, or what applications are accessing it that shouldn't be, and just encrypting it, you're going to still give some pretty free access, but you're never really certain you aren't getting that granular control or logging.
Yeah, it gets even more important in a CSP scenario as well. Look, the Citibank breach, or there's plenty of them out there that are good examples of not the customer not having control of their keys. The CSP has access to the controls and who has access to the keys. And so having access to your own keys, bring your own keys and keep your own key, things like that is just critical nowadays.
And really with the tools we have at our disposal, managing those keys, controlling those keys, whether they're 20 or 20 million, really isn't too difficult. Well, Doug, thanks again for spending 5 minutes with GDE today. If people want to learn more, what's the best way they can reach out to you or other members of the sales community?
Yeah, at IBM, hopefully everybody knows who their specialists are and their sales engineers are. I cover The industry accounts, we have different sales specialists in each of the geographic regions and a number of Guardium CTPs or sales engineers that hopefully everybody knows to reach out to.
And Mr. Champion, if they need to reach out to you or anybody else at Talos?
Yeah, on the Talos side, my email is doug.champion@talosgroup.com. And we also have a set of specialists, field specialists from a sales perspective and from a technical perspective. That we partner with IBM on to really, get the proper scoping and make sure that everything is put together properly.
Thanks to both of you again for spending 5 with GDE.
Thank you.
We hope you have enjoyed this episode of Taking 5 with GDE, a podcast dedicated to helping sellers help their customers discover, protect, and control their sensitive data, apps, and services. If you have topics or specific questions you would like discussed on the program, please email them to me, Rick Robinson, at rick.robinson@talosgroup.com. Thank you for taking 5 with GDE.